Good evening. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. As you can see, we are back in the basement. Just got back from Vegas today. It's late, so we're going to keep this one relatively brief. I want to introduce something. We'll dig into it a little bit, maybe tomorrow, maybe another day. But I'll start with just an outright statement. I'm a bit of a brick. I can be a real ass clown. I can be very arrogant. It's very difficult for me to learn anything of challenge. So just a dirty little confession there, right? Well, it might lead to something else here in just a moment. I'm rereading the Carlos Castaneda books. I never read all of them. I read a few of them years ago. And my wife got back into them recently. So I'm looking at some of them. I've got a few audiobook versions. But going back through, in short. And one thing I like a lot about the books, it's a whole thing to get into, but I'll dramatically simplify here just to make the point. One thing I like a lot about them, Carlos Castaneda, he's learning from Don Juan, and he is very clear repeatedly about how hard he struggled with learning what Don Juan had to teach. And what Don Juan had to teach is a lot of different things and rather complicated, but a lot of it is shifting awareness. You could look at it in a psychological sense of changing beliefs or breaking down and modifying some of your most primitive beliefs. And again, Castaneda struggles with this. Don Juan's not always nice about how much Carlos Castaneda struggles with it. But they're fairly clear also in the books that most people never even have the opportunity to learn this. So it's a very powerful opportunity, even if it is a great struggle. And I think I've been this way in virtually everything. I've struggled to learn, but I've also had opportunities to teach, and it seems like everybody has this. And one thing I think would help people a great deal if they would show up and show up knowing that they tend to be arrogant. Knowing that they show up, most of us are bricks. We're going to have a real hard time learning. And the only way we're going to learn is to keep showing up, to keep coming back. What's it like to come back again and again and again to something? What's it like to know ahead of time that you have to come back to something again and again and again to get it? Because that's when you realize it's happening. That's what's happening now when you make the choice to come back again and again and again. Because I'd love to be a brilliant teacher, right? The only way I can be a brilliant teacher is to just be slightly less arrogant, slightly less stupid than most teachers. But I recognize all I can really do is point you to reality. I can give you path notes, I can give you ideas, I can give you experiences, maybe little frameworks you can use to get you started. But you've got to go out and face reality. You've got to experience life. And that's the real teacher. That's the only real teacher. Nature, life, God, whatever you want to call it. That bigger principle, that thing we're all a part of, it will teach you if you will consistently show up. Can a human being who's been there before or walked the path before you have make it a little faster for you? Absolutely. But the real teacher is always reality. So it can be very useful when dealing with reality or an actual teacher to recognize your own arrogance, to recognize your own ignorance, to recognize that when you're serious about learning, there's going to be struggles there. Most of us are bricks. Most of us want somebody else to be the arrogant one, the ignorant one, the whatever else. And they probably are, but that doesn't really matter. Do you care about what they have the potential of learning? Or do you care about what you're going to learn? It's important to take the time to appreciate the challenge. And part of the challenge is human arrogance. You're a human. So an important first step is to just do the math on that. You are a human. Humans are arrogant, therefore. And if you can begin to accept that, even just a little bit, it's going to make the rest of your path a lot easier. It's still going to be a challenge. It'll always be a challenge. But it becomes a manageable one once you recognize your limitation. I'm Ben Langley. Thank you very much for spending some time with me tonight, and we will talk again soon.